My brothers and sisters in Christ, because Jesus has appeared to the apostles and is sending them out, there's no doubt that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they go out and they teach all of us to pray for the coming of that kingdom. How important it is for us to recognize that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that the full power of God is at our disposal, and that we are entering into that kingdom, and how important it is for us to also ask for that kingdom to come, as Jesus has taught us to every time we pray the Our Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, teach us your will. Lord, give us the grace to do what you call us to do. Help us to live in that kingdom, even though we are still looking at this world and still deal with this world, and it's fallen and it's dying. Help us to live in this world as if we lived in your kingdom, and so that we don't keep failing in this world or fail to live the way that this world instructs us to live. So we see the conversion happening in the kingdom of God coming even with Joseph in that first reading, how his brothers have failed, and yet God has provided for them a true king to help them. Joseph is an image then of Christ for us, the coming kingdom, and we see how merciful Joseph is to these brothers who have failed. Let's pray for that grace of God's kingdom to come, even in our midst. Let's pray that God would give us our daily bread, because that will happen forever in his kingdom. And he gives us that bread at this Mass, the gift of his own Son. We prepare our hearts to receive him and the coming of his kingdom.